Welcome to Dharma Glimpses, an introduction to the profound treasury teachings of Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche, taught by Judy Leaf. In this episode, Judy discusses self-reliance.
Welcome. In this episode, I'd like to explore the idea of self-reliance and the role of self-reliance on the Buddhist path. This emphasis goes back to the very earliest days of Buddhism, when the Buddha said, as he was dying, to his disciples, "I've shared with you my experiences, all that I know. Now it's up to you." The basic idea is that nobody can really do your path for you. Even if you encounter the most wise teachers that ever existed, even if you receive all sorts of incredibly good advice and instructions, even though you have a very supportive group of fellow practitioners, a strong community, all that's great, all that's helpful. But fundamentally, at some very deep level, each of us is on our own in confronting our own mind, our own emotions, our own habits. Each of us is on our own in discovering what this journey of awakening is all about, really. Trungpa Rinpoche used the examples of getting born, coming into this world, and dying, leaving this world, as examples of this lonely quality of the path. There may be many people helping you or witnessing you as you go through these transitions, as you arrive and depart, but they can't do it for you. You're totally on your own in those moments,
totally alone. Due to that recognition,
there is tremendous emphasis on self-reliance. Of course, there's lots of teachings on meditation and lots of study, but basically Buddhist teachings and volumes of wisdom teachings are simply expressions of meditative experiences. They arise from the direct observation of our own experience. Our mind, our body, our emotions, our speech. I don't think we always like this message of self-reliance when we realize if we want something done, we have to do it ourselves. As my mother used to say, if you want it done, do it yourself. Sometimes when we confront or realize this quality, we kind of hit a wall. We may get involved in discipline or practice and have a lot of initial inspiration and enthusiasm and kind of have a honeymoon period. But then after a while, we get glimpses of what it might be like to pursue a discipline long-term. I have a friend who's taught Tai Chi for many, many years, and he described this initial enthusiasm people have for discovering a new beautiful discipline like Tai Chi. And so his typical student like that starts out that way. And level by level, they drop away and drop away until the long-term practitioners are maybe a tenth of those who began with great enthusiasm. So I think the quality of self-reliance is very much related to a sense of persistence, of just sticking with something. And how to do that? Because our inspiration comes and goes. When we're inspired, it's not so hard to study or practice. But then our enthusiasm tends to wane and wax and wane, and we drift away. And I think we're pretty tricky. We keep thinking there might be shortcuts, there might be ways around how to beat the system, so to speak. It's very useful in regular life, but there's really no way around it, no way around the fact that if we want to do it, we have to do it ourselves. If we want any results, we need to persist. One way of looking at this is in terms of two contrasting images, that of an escalator and a staircase. If you get on an escalator, you just hop on and it lifts you up story by story till you get to the top of the building. It seems so much better than trudging up the staircase step by step, story by story. So why not be more efficient? Why not just skip the whole staircase walking drudgery and just hop on the escalator and get to the top? But the thing is, when you get on the escalator, you just stand there. And when you reach the top of the escalator, nothing really has changed. You have not changed. But when you've walked up the staircase, one step at a time, one floor at a time, one step by one step by one step, with each step, you're building strength. With each step, something is transforming. So the person at the top is very different from the person who took that first step. So though it all may sound very beautiful, meditating and studying and chanting, so what? Who cares? Pretty thoughts are easy. Applying them in action is not so easy. Many, many beautiful thoughts and inspirations are possible. But as my teacher used to say over and over again, it's up to you. Words don't cook rice. The proof is in the pudding. It is your personal responsibility to actualize all that in your own life, in your practice, in your relationships, and in your work for others. Thank you for joining me for this glimpse of Dharma.
This podcast is made possible through the support of the Hemera Foundation. To learn more about Judy Leaf's teachings, publications, and retreats, or to contribute to the support of this podcast, please visit judyleaf.com.